you guys would have colleagues, most notably the trauma team. They are very, what should I say, very frequent flyers when it comes to attending these types of conferences, especially the APA conference. So you won't be lacking in friends and colleagues and classmates if you decide to go. There will be a whole contingent of LIU folks going. I will not be going, however. I know that's a big bummer for everybody. But
Wait, I think I missed it. So we would be helping with the abstract?
No, the abstract is actually been written, and I don't... I'm so sad you're leaving.
I know, I really would say if I didn't have to go to that.
That's what Allison always says, too.
So we don't have lab in three.
Okay.
Here, you have so much.
See ya. So, what was the question again? I lost my train of thought.
Would we actually be participating if we don't?
Yeah, so Julie has written the abstract. We just need to submit it, right? It still needs to be submitted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everybody's in agreement? Those of you who are coders want your name on the poster? Anybody not want their name on?
Not you.
So, Julia's name will go on first, and then we go in alphabetical order. My name goes on last. That's the order of the authorship, and we will submit that. So, what you do as a poster presenter is that you stand next to the poster and you answer questions of people who come up and ask questions about your poster. You've done it before?
I have.
So it's cool. You get to interact with people from all over the country who have an interest in what you're doing. And I think this particular poster should generate a lot of interest, A, because it's in the field of child psychotherapy, which there isn't a lot of posters on child psychotherapy at these conferences, and B, it's such a culmination of a lot of work. And anybody who spends time reading the abstract will be able to figure out just how much work went into it. You know, we had a lot of coders from previous years who were coding parts of the data set that we're going to be using in the abstract and in the data analysis. So we're talking about a large group of people. Your names, though, are going to be the only ones on this abstract, not the other coders from previous years.
A
little so,
bit of a side note, is that something we can put on our resume?
Yes. Yes, you can. Absolutely. I'm going to put it on mine. So, even though I'm the last author.
Well, that's the best.
I'm totally interested.
Okay. No, first author is the best position.
Well, but everyone knows that last author means that that's the lab in the study.
Yes, that's true. So, okay. So, if you're going to San Francisco, you and Amanda can team up and talk about it. And anyone else who wants to go, too, feel free. Allison, I'm sorry, but...
I don't fly, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Julia, right. Will you go?
No. But I wouldn't
know. Yeah, actually, you went to a conference in California. Was it 2 falls ago or last fall?
Last fall.
And she presented.
It was NASFAR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are we going to present that here at LIU in January? Or was that already presented?
That one's already presented. Presented.
Okay.
We presented that the year before. We'll be able to present the MLU one in January, but
okay.
Not the other one, obviously.
Right, because it's not finished yet.
Yeah.
But the MLU we can present in January.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what we'll do. The one with that used to have fleas,
no longer
has fleas.
Because Taylor and I rocked that.
You rocked that.
We did. It was a long day.
All right, so we'll do that. So now we're meeting today and next week, and then that's it for quite a while. If you want to have something to do over the break, like code videos, Marguerite is giving me daggers.
Let's give him a break.
Remember last year, we did have some...
Well, last year we gave one, but then everyone did it the weekend before we came back to lab.
Okay.
So we could do that.
Yeah, people want to do one video in 6 weeks.
We have 6 weeks off.
I I think so.
Yeah, or
maybe 5 weeks. Is it six?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
So, anyway, we'll distribute videos and you guys can see how you do with that. What we're doing this today and next week, and then when we come back from break, is we will use this time to break up into our pairs and talk about, I guess I described this a little bit in my email message. Did everybody get my email message?
I didn't read it. Sorry.
The project coordinator doesn't read it. Okay.
I haven't had a chance.
Okay. So, but you've been through this, so you know what I'm going
to
say.
Yes.
You look at discrepancies that are greater than two between you and your partner and talk about those using the code book, the items, and the video, if you have to refer back to the video. And I have the videos here, if you want me to play them here, up here. And what I'll do is I'll act as kind of a consultant, and I'll walk around from team to team and try to help negotiate or resolve discrepancies. No fist fighting, no fisticuffs. And Amanda fights with her fingernails, so be careful, Alex.
I do not. It's so calm and peaceful.
So you guys can start.
Yes, we can start. I'm still loading flash drives, so you can just come here.
Maybe Sibeli can help you with that.
I don't have an announcement for just two people.
Yeah.
And those two people would be Amanda and Stephanie.
Which Amanda?
Amanda O and Stephanie. So you guys are getting 1508. And it's a little, videos are just a little funky. So there's an A portion that you'll watch the whole up. And then there's a B portion. And it's only the first half. You'll notice, but there will be a second half that'll start the different session with kids wearing different clothes.
Okay.
I don't know why it's like that, but you only need to do like the full one and then half.
Okay.
You'll notice when it changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the half, it's not like I have to stop at half, it's just a half.
No, it's a full. It's a full session,
oh, okay.
But it's one half. You'll know.
Yes.
You'll know. This is for you.
Is that the question you were asking me about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just loading yours right now, Amanda, and it is done.
Okay. Did we all quote the same child therapist, Daya?
Yes.
Oh, we did.
Can I ask
the same one?
Well, I don't. Actually, I don't know if it's the same therapist. It's definitely the same child. No, no, no. Actually, no. That's a totally different. These are two therapists who you haven't seen.
I think I've definitely seen this child.
You have seen the child.
The therapist, too, not the exact session. That session I've never seen.
When did you see that?
Maybe we used your practice?
Yes, last year we were training with CPQ. These are the same sessions.
Oh, okay. Oh, see, I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you remember those two therapists?
Yes.
One was a man, one was
yes,
a woman.
Yes. Oh, I never had a man.
Oh, you didn't?
I
never.
Okay.
There's also a woman therapist, but same sessions.
Yeah.
We're just now coding for the therapist
right,
only now rather than the process.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, cool. Do you want me to come over to you or we can go there? I feel like it's shit. No, it's okay.
Oh, wait. What? I didn't touch it. Okay.
I'm simple.
I will pull up the thing.
Feel free to call me over, ask me anything.
We don't need you.
The meaning of life, I'm here for that.
We could.
My favorite character, for example.
I also go through all of them.
Right.
So I'm one.
Okay.
She is two. I'm two.
We have lag.
That's another thing I thought about. Like, the t-shirt, like, that looked good.
her way of interacting. I just needed to be like concrete with that. I felt like she
more
was supposed to be, I guess, the mentor or taking
the
play.
She kind of
like, you're so good.
What do we, the code book is if they ask the less comfortable to you?
That kid, I put it as like an 8 for that.
Good, like, because I thought she was a kid.
You know, but I also think some of it was like a little bit. I remember of like this therapist who was just like,
That's pretty significant for a therapist.
Yeah, I hear that. That's
sort of how I felt.
So let's
I guess
limit
it's not like
to,
a discomfort.
Let's limit it to items.
I think
9
is definitely
narrow, but if it's narrow,
I feel like I would still say that on that side, but she has more sessions than she
does. Yeah, I guess I'm having trouble with the item.
He would have been more comfortable.
You want
to
send that around?
Idiot trio I had in the kids in my class, and their names are. He kept asking.
Is that right?
This goes along with the.
I mean,
I
have a lot of
like,
exactly
the same.
I did a great job of parenting.
Yeah.
So, you guys are free.
Maybe everybody asking the question.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Was her way of like asserting dominance or
force? You're right. 3, 3, 5, 5. Yeah.
That's
really
good.
Right, so there's the one, there's genuine submissive, there's also the one that I think sometimes you
think
is a right? When we share the assertive, it's not...
Right, so the assertive one, I think we are good on, I have an
attainment. So, like, there was an example here or somewhere where, like,
arouses, nurtures, feelings, and
they talked at the same time. And, like, she allowed him to go.
Like,
play that scene to
so, what would that look like? Just, like, hitting the kid?
She is, well, this particular is very willing.
The
therapist,
you know, he just wants, like, if he wants to change.
Yeah,
right. So, I don't know if he wanted to.
Why are you
not
his business?
Not all of them.
That's why I would take it with me and bring it back.
You're not going to want that therapy when you're out.
Yeah, no. She's trying to keep tissues in the therapy.
Okay, there you go.
I don't feel that.
We have one question.
Yeah.
I think this is an item that's fine. Some consternation. Is uncomfortable with uncertainty.
Genuinely submissive.
Item number.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
On the one
hand, we've talked about this quite a bit.
So the therapist asks a lot of questions.
Yeah,
but I don't think talking to them is synonymous with this. I think the therapist can ask a lot of questions, but still be comfortable with uncertainty.
You know, like,
sure.
I think that's the biggest issue that we follow.
I guess it's hard to know, like,
what. Yeah, like, how much weight would you give?
I think it was like half and half.
Part of the item
versus what I put in the middle.
Because I felt like she asked a lot of questions, so I put it high. But I didn't really take into account.
So you have to determine whether all the questions imply some sort of uncomfortable discomfort with uncertainty. If you sense that the questions are coming from a space where she just can't tolerate the ambiguity, she has to know the answer now, then you're at risk of
It's interesting because I think this child is a little more of a directive to the question approach. So, like, she wasn't asking because she was uncomfortable. She was asking because she wouldn't ask a question. They were uncomfortable.
No, but I think it's a message. It's not just me. It's like, and I guess I was thinking about it. People do it because
they want.
But I guess,
she's trying to have a conversation. That doesn't imply that she's uncomfortable.
I think that could also be like,
and then also going with the uncomfortable with uncertainty doesn't mean uncomfortable with
I'll come down.
Right. Frequency of questioning.
I wanted that in a general
pile. The pressure to ask questions. So,
and you
have it.
Yeah, you still have questions. She sees more urgent on this side of the spectrum.
Yeah, so I couldn't ask her. More like upper middle.
But I have
written
it.
I have
it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. I Unless I strongly believe
in the
It's pretty obvious that her anxiety.
Yeah, so it's the child didn't
which might
they were
to me that she's uncomfortable with the uncertainty.
You know, like I didn't feel like she would.
So she's gonna have to ask a lot of questions.
Silence
exhibit
and like
behavioral signs.
She didn't
socially
or
desperately
like I was
the child is like one of the things they with other and I did
you don't care about
the
child
and
she said
the only
You can be tactful and still attend to those.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to put that on the next year. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, and you put it in before.
I could come down.
So,
right,
but I do feel like there was some like characteristic assertiveness, just in persistence.
I feel like. The child, like my drawing, and like, I'm going to show you something cool.
So, yeah, I said to her at one point,
I felt like he wanted her to.
He's talking to this little peanut. Right.
I said, no, I had a baby pad. Well, he was not as assertive as he was there.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, but yeah,
sometimes.
Yes. But I think trust when you're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes I
can
taste test.
Yeah. That can be
really.
I think that we should think about
this whole
second
page. We have nothing.
I'm going to show you something again, like a
you guys are pros. Love that he's running on the windows and he's thinking about, like, projective tests for a new job.
Yeah.
So I think,
so you guys are
you know,
done
with
the
windows.
I
just felt like her response was like, whoa. Just the way that, like, how.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I
think she spoke with a lot of, like,
I haven't ever
read that. Yeah,
and I felt like that was, like,
or so
and maybe her way of reassuring
bring it up.
Julia.
I guess that doesn't necessarily
matter.
I have
their
attention.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I can just recommend down.
Do you have something about, like, I want to show you something cool? All right.
Then I don't know what he's saying. That they started talking about the magic school bus, and then she was like, "You guys are trying to get on the bus train."
I know. I was doing it to
Dandy.
I know. I don't mean to be
sorry.
And
then they started talking about. And then
there's
like
something coming
out.
I'm
cringing.
Okay,
she said, "Looks like
a little whoppy here."
Yes.
We have another item.
Okay.
Was it arouses nurturing feeling? Item 21.
She loves it. I mean, is that replacing your quote card? Is that a future card?
Where's the nurturing feeling?
I was
like,
please.
Because two items were you're actually looking at the child, right? As well as if they're a parent. What is the low score?
Oh, wait.
The child is looking to be nurtured, and he or she's not getting nurturing. There's the opportunity for it, and it's being passed by. I would get that lower score. There's an opportunity. We talked about this.
That's why I was starting to tell them if the opportunity presents itself, and it's
not
or if there's like.
It was so good.
The child is going to be nurtured. It's easier for me to think about it. With an item on the CP, sexual issues are discussed. They still agree with an item on a different cue source, but they're rating, let's say, sexual issues in a therapy session. Are discussed. Right.
Let's say they're not discussed.
I'm in the middle pile, and like we're not even talking about it. In the bedroom, we're talking about it. Okay,
yeah.
This is not why I went to
avoid it. Here's the example I like to give. Let's say that patient.
For bio?
This is an adult therapy session. Patient sits in my lap.
Yeah, I would saying the first year
totally
there are a lot more.
I don't say a word.
No.
We just go on talking as if nothing's going on.
That would be a one.
Yeah.
Okay, so an opportunity presented itself very blatantly for me to bring up sexual issues, and I don't do it. I don't take it up. That's a one.
I didn't see a lot of opportunities for the child.
Yeah, I guess.
So she died.
So they put her on a baseball. All your classes on her.
Where has she been?
You're a PhD, right?
Does that help?
Yeah, for sure.
So what year?
That's how I think about these particular items. Is it a five or a one? A lot of items are like that. You put in the five or put in the one. And I always think about, is there an opportunity to code?
Wow.
Right. If there is, and the therapist or the patient passes it up, you should go in a one or a two.
So I would go up a little bit.
I'm wondering why
it's so necessary.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's okay. It was okay. I took it in undergrad.
Oh, sorry.
And then when I took it here,
good job.
Essential tremor.
Yes.
It's in the DSM.
Yeah.
Essential tremor.
On the other side.
You want me to look it up?
The ET.
No.
I feel like I want to bring more stuff in. So far, you're really
I don't even know
what's
it. Okay. No, I definitely
just, I want your advice.
Personal question or professional?
Professional.
Okay. I need to look around.
This is the one I was like quickly skimming and I saw
I finished the
play. Yeah. Hey, thanks. It was awesome. Oh, I forgot to tell you about it. So like I did a live mini session with a child.
Yeah, and the whole class
you're thinking about that one.
The whole class is
very good. Actually, I think we're going to take my
own. Wait, do you differ?
I was going to ask you if I could use cardboard. Then I was nervous.
The one that spoke. Asking him questions, even though he wanted to color the font, she's going to do it. But also, I recognize the fact that
You go to the beach or the ocean. What do you pick up? Sand.
And she was using what he was doing.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah.
You can actually do a separate certification process.
This is why I need to get wrong the whole place. Wait, and it's not that I don't understand it, but I always, I did a lot of PhD work. So I don't know what play therapy is because we're not learning. It's very, I don't have any knowledge.
Well, it's useful for us to like take a picture of.
This is going to be a very difficult link, so you can keep your interpretations to yourself. So this is my second.
Unaware of the impression that your students. But there is a difference between awareness and like directly talking about it.
Right, that's where I'm
saying maybe. Maybe, but he was the cutest one.
Awareness is just so fun. How else do you, just like, besides making an inference, how else, this is an
inference. She was so excited.
What's your name, by the way?
So what I thought was that opposite of like intuition and cognitive matters are like
They really are kind of special. You know,
not
really
just
have
a great relationship with her.
No, not really. That's how I need. And then like talking about magic school bus being able to transform into anything you want. And she said, how does it feel? How does it feel?
Ask about the mindset. Yeah. Well, if I work more, then we're good. Or if you work five,
I feel like I'm there. Yeah, there's like.